You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. An emergency meeting of the UN Security Council this afternoon, in which a UN official worried about the effects of the U.S. attacks on Iran and called for a diplomatic solution.
The Middle East cannot afford yet another violent conflict where civilians pay the price of military confrontations.
In a show of unity, leaders of France, Germany, and the United Kingdom stressed diplomatic solutions and ongoing support for Israel's security. Mideast governments issuing nervous statements. Oman condemning the attacks is illegal. Reaction in Congress is mixed. Republican leaders are solidly behind President Trump. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
U.S. authorities have also been focused on whether Iran has operatives within the United States who could commit acts of terror. In recent years, DOJ has prosecuted a number of operatives allegedly acting at the direction of Iranian officials, including some plotting acts of violence.
This is ABC News. The U.S. attack on Iran comes during an unusually large American military buildup in the Mideast, says retired Marine Colonel and ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard.
We will soon have three aircraft carriers in the region. That hasn't happened since 2003, and so the U.S. has also flowed in hundreds of aircraft into the region, fighters, aerial refuelers, and so if the Iranians strike back, the president has options.
New scam alert. Crooks posing as law enforcement threatening you with arrest if you don't pay a missed jury duty fine. There's been a spike in such swindles lately, says Judge Douglas Cole with the Southern District of Ohio.
Not just are these people being hurt, but it's undercutting people's willingness or interest in, you know, interacting with the court, serving as jurors. Very important civic duty.
His Honor says a court will never just phone you and ask for money. There are reports of the scam in all 50 states. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. There is a heat advisory in effect for the entire WRCO listening area through 7 p.m. Monday. Heat indices around 100 during the day and near 80 at night is expected. Gradual increase in clouds and very muggy tonight with a low of 77. Winds will be south-southwest 10 to 20 with gusts up to 30. Increasing clouds, hot and humid tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms by early afternoon. A few could be strong with a high of 92, winds southwest 10 to 15 with gusts up to 25, and heavy rain showers and thunderstorms all night tomorrow night, still humid with a low of 68. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny. The winds are out of the northeast at 7 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 93 degrees with a heat index of 106.
Get your vehicle road trip ready with TC Auto Works in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, save $20 on a brake special, $15 off AC service and charge, and $10 off cabin air filter service. Plus, get a free road trip multi-point inspection. And don't forget, TC Auto Works is your trusted local used car dealership with quality cars and trucks for sale right now. Visit 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East or call 383-1700. TC Auto Works. Service, sales, satisfaction.
Tonight, or good evening for WRCO News, I'm Tim Thede. And it is Sunday, June 22nd. This just in from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Near West Baraboo, US 12 and at location Wisconsin 33, that is closed. So all lanes closed on US 12 westbound near I-90 due to pavement damage. And as you know, we do have that heat advisory until 7 p.m. tomorrow night. And there are some places you can keep cool during the hot weather if you lose your air conditioning or you need to keep cool. Tonight, until 8 p.m., the Muscadet Village Hall will be open as a cooling center. Tomorrow, these places are open for cooling centers. The Brewer Public Library will be open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Woodman Community Senior Center will be open tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Village of Viola office is open from 8:30 to 4:30 and can make the senior dining site available during that time. And also, Yuba Community Center, they can have a community center, have a cooling center, I should say, going for you. All you need to do is contact Terry at 608-574-9547. And also, upon request, Cazenovia Fire Department will open a cooling center, and you have to contact Daryl at 608-983-2647. You can find a full list of all cooling centers online at co.richland.wi. US. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is announcing that charges have been filed in Rock and Dane counties against two individuals in connection to a multi-agency investigation. According to the criminal complaints, Paul Van Dyne Jr. and Andrea Whitaker are alleged to have conspired to gather or create poisons and use them to attempt to murder two different women with whom Van Dyne had previously been involved with. Van Dyne and Whitaker were each charged in Rock County with three counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide as a party to a crime, use of a dangerous weapon, one count of aggravated battery as a party to a crime, use of a dangerous weapon, one count of first-degree recklessly endangering safety as a party to a crime, use of a dangerous weapon, and one count of stalking resulting in bodily harm as a party to a crime, use of a dangerous weapon. In Dane County, Van Dyne was charged with two counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide and one count stalking. Whitaker was charged with two counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide as a party to a crime and one count for harboring or aiding a felon. During this investigation, DCI has worked closely with partners including the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratories, Federal Bureau of Investigation, City of Madison Police and Fire Departments, City of Middleton Police Department, Rock County Sheriff's Office, and the 54th Civil Support Team. The cases are being prosecuted by the Rock and Dane County District Attorneys. With the summer months just beginning, thunderstorms can develop quickly. One of the biggest dangers thunderstorms bring are lightning strikes. Tuesday is Wisconsin Lightning Safety Awareness Day, and Ready Wisconsin encourages everyone to learn how to stay safe and be prepared before storms occur. According to the National Lightning Safety Council, 12 people were killed by lightning in the United States and its territories in 2024. At least three people have been killed by lightning strikes in the U.S. so far this year. Since 2006, there have been 10 lightning-related deaths in Wisconsin. The most recent lightning-related death reported in Wisconsin was in Minocqua in September of 2016. Ready Wisconsin recommends the following precautions to reduce lightning risks. Pay attention to the forecast for the area you will be in. If there are thunderstorms, plan what you will do if lightning is spotted in the area. Know where you can seek shelter nearby and how long it will take to get there, or if you will have to leave because of no shelter is available. Take immediate shelter indoors or inside a fully enclosed vehicle when you hear thunder. Remember, when thunder roars, go indoors. Avoid open shelter like gazebos, dugouts, tents, and picnic canopies. Get out of open areas and stay away from bodies of water such as lakes or rivers. Never take cover under a tree. While indoors, stay off corded phones, computers, or other electrical equipment that puts you in direct contact with electricity. Avoid plumbing, including sinks, baths, and faucets. Keep away from outside doors and windows. Lightning can travel through power or phone lines as well as plumbing pipes and open windows. Wait at least 30 minutes after the last clap of thunder before you go back outdoors. If a person is struck by lightning, immediately dial 911. Start CPR if you are trained and certified. Do not be afraid to touch the victim. The human body does not hold an electrical charge. For more information on lightning safety, visit Ready Wisconsin at readywisconsin.wi.gov. Disasters like hurricanes and severe summer weather can disrupt blood drives for several days and impact the momentum of a growing blood supply. Help the American Red Cross plan for the unexpected by making an appointment to give blood or platelets. Blood has a shelf life of 42 days, which means ongoing donations are key to ensure medical needs are met. Type O blood donors and those giving platelets are especially needed as the summer season continues. A number of blood drives will be held this week. The first will be held tomorrow from 1 to 6 at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. A blood drive will be held on Tuesday from 9 to 2 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. And 5 blood drives will be held around the area on Friday. The first will be held from 9:30 to 1:30 at the Waniwak Public Library. The second will be from 11 to 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. 2 blood drives will be held from noon to 5, one at St. Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland, the other at the Iowa County Sheriff's Office in Dodgeville. The fifth will be held from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS Station. Visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS or use the Red Cross Blood Donor app to book a time to donate. Area youth and cheese lovers are invited to show off their sandwich making skills at the upcoming 4-H Grilled Cheese Challenge, set for Sunday, June 29th at 1. The event will be held at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. Hosted in celebration of June Dairy Month, the competition is sponsored by Richland County 4-H, the Richland County Dairy Promotion Committee, and the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Participants can register as individuals or in teams of 2 across several age categories: 3rd through 5th grade, 6th through 8th grade, high school and first year of college, youth and adult, or 4-H Club Challenge. Competitors will have 15 minutes to assemble and cook their grilled cheese sandwiches, which must include real cheese, bread of choice, and up to 5 additional ingredients. Organizers encourage creativity, teamwork, and of course, a love for Wisconsin cheese. Entries must be submitted by Tuesday, June 24th, or go.wis.edu/RSX97B. That is where you submit your entries at. WRCO News time is 5:12. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
Today is Sunday, June 22nd. Stanley Miller, 81, of Avoca, died Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 10 at the Pleasant Valley Amish Mennonite Church, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Pleasant Valley Amish School this evening from 6 until 8. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Stanley Miller, 81, of Avoca. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51, of Spring Green, died unexpectedly June 12th. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. A private burial will be held in the East Side Cemetery in Dodgeville. Friends may call at the funeral home tomorrow from 10 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51, of Spring Green. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of the Mass at 11. Georgine A. Worthington, 91 of Richland Center. Clarence Daniel Whipp, 73 of Richland Center, died Wednesday. Funeral services will be held at 11 Wednesday at Grace Life Church in Richland Center, with burial in the English Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Tuesday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at Grace Life Church Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of the service at 11. Clarence Daniel Whipp, 73 of Richland Center. Joseph Joe Sweenick, 68 of Ithaca, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the family. Joseph Joe Sweenick, 68 of Ithaca. Richard Bartles, 79 of the Five Points area, died Thursday. Services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Richard Bartles, 79 of the Five Points area. Shirley Jean Carley, 84 of Richland Center, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Monday, June 30th, at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Monday, June 30th, from 9 until the time of the service at 11. Shirley Jean Carley, 84 of Richland Center. Carl Pompa, 71 of Richland Center, died Friday. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with the arrangements. Carl Pompa, 71 of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradbrook with an update on weather. The heat advisory will remain in effect through 7 p.m. on Monday. We're looking at heat index hitting around 100 degrees during the daytime hours and around 80 degrees at night. We are going to continue to have a gradual increase in clouds as we head into our overnight hours tonight. Still going to be on the muggy side. We're looking at lows in the upper 70s. Winds coming from the south-southwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. As we go into our Monday, we're looking at increasing clouds. It's going to be hot and humid once again. Scattered showers and thunderstorms by the early afternoon hours. A few storms could be a bit stronger. We're looking at highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Winds will be coming from the southwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour, and gusts up to 25. Monday night, heavy rain showers and thunderstorms are expected all night and still going to be on the humid side. A little bit cooler, though. We're looking at lows in the mid to upper 60s. Winds will be on the light side as well, coming from the west and then the northwest around 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and much cooler. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely through the day. Highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Winds from the northwest to northeast around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday is going to give us mostly cloudy skies with widespread showers and storms. Some areas could expect some heavy rain as well. Highs are going to be mostly in the low to mid 80s. And as we go into Thursday, we're looking at humid conditions once again with off and on showers and thunderstorms. Some pockets of heavy rain once again can be expected for Thursday, highs in the mid 80s. Friday, we are looking at a few showers early and then decreasing clouds throughout the day, so a little bit more sunshine towards the afternoon, highs in the mid 80s once again. And then as we head into next weekend, Saturday, partly cloudy skies and a bit warm with a 30% chance of showers and storms through the day, highs in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 92 degrees, and the heat index is at 105 degrees. We did reach a heat index of 110 at 1:30 today, and all this after a daytime high today of 94 and a morning low of 72. Yesterday's high was 93, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1988 was 100 degrees, and record low of 37 was set in 1963. Last year's high was 84 with a low of 69. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:46, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:22. Winds are out of the southeast at 10 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.00, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 92 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jane has 150,000 miles on her truck. And she's proud of that. Jane's secret? AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help her find the right parts. Jane's brother, Josh, only cares that his car starts and goes. But when it doesn't, he also goes to AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help with free services. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
It was a hot day for Sunday hot hometown league baseball, and in our featured broadcast heard earlier right here on WRCO 100.9 on WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app, Dodgeville hosted Muscadet. With more, here's Phil Nee.
The Dodgeville Knights came from behind for a big win, 16-5 over Muscadet. The Mudcats were up 5-0. They scored a run in the second and four runs in the third and held that 5-0 lead until a five-run, sixth-inning uprising for the Dodgeville Knights, led by a 3-RBI triple from Leighton Bowers. The big inning for Dodgeville, though, is the eighth. The game was tied at 5, and they would score 11 times. Three-run home run from Dominic McVeigh, three-run home run from Dalen Rickard, and a two-run home run from Leighton Bowers led the way. Bowers has the big bat on the day. He has a 4-for-6 afternoon, and he has a total of 5 RBIs to his credit, just missed the cycle, a single, a home run, and a triple, and another single today. And a big win for Dodgeville's Knights as they improved to 5-1 for manager Pat Riley. On the other side, Josh Cartwright, 2-for-4 for Muscadet. Carson Kenyon, 1-for-4. He was on base twice. And Logan Olson with a double. Ryan Hooters scored a run for the Mudcats. They fall to 1-5. Again, the final score not indicative of how close the game was today. Fairly close all the way. Muscadet led the majority of minutes, but Dodgeville exploded in the end of the game. The loss on the day goes to Blake Busson, who worked eight innings into the eighth inning. And then Carson Kenyon and Josh Cartwright finished up pitching for the Mudcats on the day. The victory goes to Ty Paulskill, who pitched a total of five innings after coming out in relief for Carson Odgenor. Line score, 16 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors, 7 left aboard for Dodgeville. 5 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors, 3 left on for the Mudcats. The game lasting 2.5 hours and a win for the Dodgeville Knights as they get a victory in home talent Sunday league play. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. Elsewhere in home talent league action, Cross Plains beat Cazenovia 8-3. It was Wanakee over Sauk Prairie 4-3. And Ashton beat Reedsburg 13-9. Evansville defeated McFarland 6-2. And Monona beat Cottage Grove 12-0. Girls soccer action. The 2025 WIAA girls soccer tournament wrapped up yesterday in Milwaukee, and coming away winners and winning titles in their division. In Division One, it was Muskego winning 3-0 on penalties. It was tied 1-1, so they had to have a face-off, and it was 3-0 on penalties that Muskego beat Madison West to take the Division One title. Taking the Division Two title is Brookfield Central by beating Pewaukee 2-1. It was Catholic Memorial over Edgewood by a score of 4-2 to take the Division III title. And clinching the Division IV championship, Xavier beat Ozaki Random Lake by a score of 2-0. In a broadcast heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, Reese Hoskins homered, doubled, and drove in two runs as the Milwaukee Brewers completed a three-game sweep of the Minnesota Twins with a 9-8 victory. Bryce Terang hit a three-run homer, and Caleb Durbin had three hits for the Brewers, who won their fourth straight and sit a season-high 8 games over 500 at 43-35. Byron Buxton homered twice, giving him 6 home runs in the last 6 games, while Brooks Lee and Carlos Correa each had 4 hits for the Twins, who have lost 5 straight series and 13 of their last 16 games. So the Brewers will be in action again tomorrow. They'll be traveling to Pittsburgh, they'll be hosting Pittsburgh tomorrow night. And the first pitch for tomorrow night's game will be at 6:40 at AmFam Field, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 6:05. Elsewhere in the major leagues today, the Yankees beat the Orioles 4-2. It was the Tigers over the Rays 9-3. The Pirates defeated the Rangers 8-3. The White Sox beat the Blue Jays 4-2. It was the Marlins over the Braves 5-3. The Reds defeated the Cardinals 4-1. The Mariners beat up on the Cubs 14-6. It was the Rockies over the Diamondbacks by a score of 4-2. Also, in games that are currently going on, it's in the middle of the eighth inning, and the Giants are leading the Red Sox 8-5. In the bottom of the ninth, the Guardians are shutting out the Athletics 3-0. At the end of 8, the Astros are leading the Angels 8-6. In the top of the 8th, the Dodgers are leading the Nationals 11-3. And in the bottom of the 9th, the Padres and Royals are tied at 2 apiece. And tonight will be Sunday Night Baseball, and that will feature the Phillies hosting the Mets. Seattle slugger Cal Raleigh hit his major league leading 31st homer when he went deep in the first inning against the Chicago Cubs. Raleigh hammered the first pitch of his at-bat against Colin Ray, a 93.8 mile per hour fastball, for a two-run shot on a hot afternoon at Wrigley Field. The massive drive to center had an exit velocity of 105 miles per hour. It was Raleigh's fourth homer of the weekend set and his fifth in his last five games overall. He snapped a tie for third for the most homers in franchise history before the All-Star break. The switch-hitting Raleigh was the designated hitter for the Mariners for the series finale after he was behind the plate on Saturday. Shohei Ohtani pitched one hitless inning in his second bounce start for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He struck out two and allowed just one base runner on an error by Mookie Betts. Ohtani threw 18 pitches against the Washington Nationals at Chavez Ravine, recording 12 strikeouts with one wild pitch. After leadoff hitter C.J. Abrams grounded out, Betts dropped James Woods' pop-up in the sun, but Ohtani struck out Luis Garcia Jr. and Nathaniel Lowe to end it. Ohtani then struck out on seven pitches as the Dodgers' leadoff hitter against Michael Soroka in the bottom half of the first. The Oklahoma City Thunder coach Mark Daigneault knows exactly why the NBA Finals are coming down to Game 7. He says it's a contest of wills. He's not wrong. Back and forth they have gone, the Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. Indiana leads the series, then Oklahoma City ties it. Then Indiana retook the lead, then Oklahoma City tied it again, and it was the Thunder who moved one win away when the Pacers knotted the matchup for a third time. After all that, Game 7 happens tonight to decide the NBA title. Tip-off for that contest will be at 7. The Houston Rockets are acquiring 15-time All-Star and 4-time Olympic gold medalist Kevin Durant from the Phoenix Suns in a blockbuster deal that was struck today, according to a person with knowledge of the agreement. The Rockets are giving up Dylan Brooks, Jalen Green, and 6 future picks, according to a person who spoke to the Associated Press on conditions of anonymity because the deal was still pending. NBA approval. It ends weeks of speculation about where Durant would end up. Many teams were involved at various times, including Miami and Minnesota, but in the end, Phoenix took the Rockets' offer. Champagne was swilled and spilled, cigars are smoked, and the Stanley Cup was hoisted a few more times, all with about 400,000 people watching. The Florida Panthers are getting pretty good at these parades. The back-to-back Stanley Cup winners had their championship parade and rally on Fort Lauderdale Beach today. The same setup as last year, except this time, bright sunshine greeted the champs as opposed to downpours and lightning a year ago. And several major league teams played through a second straight day of muggy conditions as dangerously hot temperatures dominated parts of the United States during a rare June heat wave. The PGA Tour was in a sweltering Connecticut for the Travelers Championship, and the LPGA was played at KPMG Women's PGA Championship in the heat of Texas. The game time temperature was 92 degrees for the series finale between the Mariners and the Cubs in Chicago. Kids played in the fountains outside Wrigley before going into the ballpark, and the Cubs encouraged fans to take precautions in a message on the video board in left field. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil & LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil & LP at 608-608-608. 524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
100.9 WRCO. Patrol bill breaks so that they can make a Chevy slow down. And I just ride midnight, sorry, my turn to buy around. Bloody Mary's and aspirin don't give a hang, oh, one hell of a fact. But my remedy for hand of them, the hands of time. You sing a singing Hollywood nights, even losers get lucky sometimes. A paradise by the dashboard light, now just fine. I'm doing all right. We ain't as young as we used to be. We're young and high, so easy. We less of now. Guitars and words that rhyme. And on the hands of time. My go-to game day jersey's always Carolina blue. When I need to find forgiveness, I find a little small town. Church, yeah. After work, I like to put my elbows up on a bar. And girl, I turn on the speakers when I need to speak to this old heart. And it's a back and black shimmy all night long. Could you be love, redemption song? A Luke and Bob, home sweet home, I'm where I belong. There ain't nothing wrong with it. We ain't as young as we used to be. We're young at heart. It's so easy when you listen. Some loud guitars and words that rhyme. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Sunday morning coming down. Tuesday's gone, green grass home. I caught you. The God in the long way. We ain't as young as we used to be. When I'm chilling under that window, you better be. Turn it up to my guitar. Turn it up to my guitar. Turn it up, turn it up to my guitar. Crank it up to my guitar. Your chair, this old beat ain't going nowhere.
hitch up her pants. My baby's kicking and she wants to dance. Just stand, we got grease in the frying pan. Oh, child, sing your praise. We got a whole lot of songs to say.
I'm
over Mississippi and down in Alabama, creeping like a fever all across the land. From deep in the Delta on the Louisiana shore, the people got to have it, they wanna hear some more. It's a hillbilly rock, beat it with a drum, playing the guitars like shooting from a gun, keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock, doing a little thing called the hillbilly rock. Some say it came from Memphis, down in Tennessee, or it drifted in from Georgia about 1953. Just as long as it's greasy, as long as it's fast, as long as it's pumping, honey, it's gonna last. It's a hillbilly rock, beat it with a drum, playing them guitars like shooting from a gun, keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock, doing a little thing called the hillbilly rock. It sounds so good, it's the hillbilly rock, beat it with a drum, playing them guitars like shooting from a gun, keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock, doing a little thing called the hillbilly rock. So when the heat starts to rise and then you gotta blow some steam, take a ride down the river, you'll see just what I mean. The juke joints jumping when that cat goes on, the whole place is shaking, there's a something going on. It's a hillbilly rock, beat it with a drum, playing them guitars like shooting from a gun, keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock, doing a little thing called a hillbilly rock. Doing a little thing called a hillbilly rock. Doing a little thing called a hillbilly rock.
That was Marty Stewart singing about that hillbilly rock. And the time right now is 5:48. Remember, we are under that heat advisory. That's in effect until 7 tomorrow evening. That was extended. It was supposed to originally be for Richland and like three or four other counties until in the morning, but now it's the whole WRCL listening area under that advisory. That's because heat indices could be around 100 tomorrow and then maybe around 80 tomorrow night. So be on the lookout. There may be a chance it could get extended again, but it sounds like as going into tomorrow night and into Tuesday, we're supposed to be getting rain and probably cool things off a bit, but it's still supposed to be muggy. So be sure to keep yourself hydrated. I know we stress it, but we want to let you know again, make sure you keep yourself hydrated. You wear plenty of sunscreen when you're outdoors. Make sure you check on those around you that you think might need to be checked on, whether it be a neighbor, a friend, or family, especially family, you know, especially if you have like elderly parents or you have any elderly people or anybody that are shut-ins, check on them. You know, give them a call or even knock on their door and make sure they're okay. I'm sure they will appreciate it. And make sure you keep your pets cool, too, as well. So hopefully, you know, you maybe got another day of this, and hopefully then after that, it's, I tell you, those 80s that are going to be coming up are going to feel like they're 60s or 70s compared to what it is now. It's going to be nice, and I hope you enjoy that when it does come in. But please do be careful tonight, and if you're outdoors and have to do any kind of work or do anything, please do it slowly and take your time and pace yourself. We don't want anything to happen to any of you. And an even better suggestion with that cold weather, I mean, with that hot weather, it would be nice if we had cold weather, but with that hot weather, it'd be nice to stay in where it's cool and have some air conditioning while listening to Old Country with our host, Bo Hinrichs. Bo knows country, and he's going to bring you some great classic country music for your entertainment. So if you like classic country music, then you're definitely going to love Old Country on from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9. You can also listen online if you like on WRCO.com, or you can download the Civic Media app and take Bo on the go and listen on the Civic Media app.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
A&W. Try the Double Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger. Back for a limited time only. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melted American cheese, smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and crispy fried onions. It's a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some.
Serving smiles and frosty mugs since way back when, A&W on Highway 61 in Boscobel, featuring classic tastes and timeless tradition.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
For the at U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
If you're looking for a full day of family fun, don't miss RC Thunderfest, Saturday, June 28th at Kroska Park in Richland Center. It's totally free to attend, and it's packed with action from 11 a.m. to fireworks at dark. Bring the whole crew for face painting, bouncy houses, pedal poles, a clown show, food stands, a magician, and more. The kids will love it. The grown-ups will, too. There's mice racing. Check it out starting at 7 o'clock. And when the sun goes down, get ready for a huge fireworks display right through the summer sky. Ooh, look at that. Look at that. Mark your calendar. RC Thunderfest is where Richland Center celebrates summer together. June 28th, 11 a.m. to fireworks. Free entry. Full day of fun.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
WRCO 100.9.
Just can't
only girl that's a good for nothing. Leaves a path of destruction everywhere that she goes. What you see in her, well, I'll never know. She's the kind of trash you find beside of the road. She don't love you, she's just a mess in your mind. And you snap that nose like right back to her every time. Now she's walking around, talking the town. She just can't shut up. Oh, she's out there and she's having her fun. Spending her time, wasting mine. Just can't shut up. Oh, she's out there and she's having her fun. Spending her time, wasting mine. Proving that she has you. Well, the truth is she don't have to. She can't have you undone. Truth is she don't have to. She can't have you undone. The truth is she don't have to. She can't have you undone.
From 2008, that was Jody Messina with I'm Done on Country and Community. And yes, that's right, I'm almost done here too. It's 5:57 right now. Just wanted to give you an update on the temperature. 92 degrees outside and 105 degrees heat index. And this is at almost 6 o'clock in the evening. So be very careful, folks, and, you know, take caution and check on those around you and make sure your pets are nice and cool as well. And before I head on out, I just want to run a couple things past you. First of all, if you're heading down to the West Baraboo area or down in that area, all lanes are closed on US 12 westbound near I-90 due to pavement damage. With this heat, a lot of roads have been buckling and stuff. So if you run across a roadway like that where it's buckling and nobody seems to be working on it, give a call to your local sheriff's department or police department. That way they can get the proper people out there to help fix the situation. And of course, we have that heat advisory till 7 p.m. tomorrow night, so stay cool. If you're looking for a place to go tonight yet, you can go to the Muscadet Village Hall. They are open until 8 o'clock tonight, and you can stay there and keep yourself cool at least until cools down a little bit, but it's not supposed to get overly cool during the evening with a low of 77. But at least, you know, most of the evening, rest of the day and the evening, you'll be able to keep cool that way. Also, tomorrow morning, and it's supposed to be hot tomorrow morning, so if you want to, the Brewer Public Library, they'll be open there to help keep you cool from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Also tomorrow, the Woodman's Community Center is open from 8 until 4:30. That's another designated cooling center. Another center is the Village of Biola office. They can open up the senior dining site, and that'll be from 8:30 until 4:30 tomorrow. If you're in the Yuba area and you want to stay cool down there at the community center, you got to contact Terry at 608-574-9547. And then one more location I'm going to give you. Be just a second here. Okay. Casanova Fire Department, they can make a cooling center available for you, too. So give a call to Daryl at 608-983-2647. If you need a full list of any cooling centers that you want to find out where you can go to, you can go online at www.co.richland.wi.us. And as I said, I'm heading out for the evening, and try to stay safe, people, and try to stay cool. I'm going to try to stay cool myself. I am going to be gone for a few days, just taking a little time off. I will be back on Thursday again, and I'll be on that day around 5:20 with the sports, and then I'll have some music after the ag report. So be sure to tune in at that time, and then I'll be bringing you some great entertainment that time. Okay, once again, we're going to be going to Old Country. Thank you, everybody, for making WRCO a part of your day and your evening. I'll talk to you on Thursday, and please, please stay cool and safe.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
is a heat advisory in effect through 7 p.m. tomorrow. Heat indices around 100 to around 80 during the day and 80 at night. Gradual increase in clouds tonight. Very muggy with a low of 77. Winds out of the south-southwest 10 to 20 with gusts up to